growing up. A small, small baby. That's what he was when I first met him, staring up at me with bright, open, wide eyes. Unlike most babies who are sound asleep, he was alert and curious and so, so, so aware, my son. Always moving, always looking, never standing still, he was a constant motion person, and sometimes I thought I would drop from exhaustion trying to keep up with his energy, his zest, his go, go, go. I saw his love of life, of learning, of wanting to know, to experience, to be. I saw me. What should I say to my friend? Why won't she play with me? What makes the world like it is? And can we go to the movies or Chuck E. Cheese or wherever, Mom? And stay with me, Mom, and read me a story. No, a tell story. Please, Mom, and sit with me while I go to sleep. And, oh, Mommy, I love you more. Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. Please, Mom, I can do that. What do you want? Why can't I? You get it for me. I don't have to. Hurry up, Mom. You're going to make me late. I'm going to play. Don't tell me that again. I know. Stop the clock. Please, stop the clock. He's growing up and away, and I don't know if I'll know how to help him, how to guide him. He's not my little boy anymore. He's this school-age kid who talks back and wants his way, and still he's sweet and kind and loving and mine. He still wants me there. He's growing up. I'm so scared and so proud, and I just want to do a good job by him. Oh, my son, I love you more.